You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we learn about the new Checkout Wisconsin State Parks program, which lets library users check out state park day passes. Now, most of us know what the American presidency is, but most of us don't have an intimate understanding of what's required to make the presidency function. Former White House photographer Pete Souza was there in the presidential bubble. He had a stint in the Reagan administration and a long run in the Obama White House. Pete is now a freelance photographer and speaker based in Madison. He's the best-selling author of the books Obama, An Intimate Portrait, and Shade, A Tale of Two Presidents. For 8 years during the Obama administration, he was chief official White House photographer and director of the White House Photo Office. His newest book is called The West Wing and Beyond, What I Saw Inside the Presidency. Pete, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, you were a White House staff photographer during the Reagan administration, and you write in the new book, you took a lot of pictures of the president, but you didn't take pictures of the presidency. What do you mean by that?
Well, there's a lot of things that happen inside the presidential bubble besides just the president of the United States. There's a lot of people that help make the presidency work. And then also just watching things out of the corner of my eye, I was more observant, I think, during the Obama administration about what was happening just sort of away from the main action.
So what kind of story are you hoping people take away from going through the books, the book and the photos in it, again, not directed at the president?
I want to introduce people to some of the rooms in the White House and the West Wing. I think people are really fascinated by the old show, The West Wing, which I don't think accurately depicts what the West Wing really looks like, but also what it was like traveling with the presidential bubble. I mean, the logistics of being in the motorcade, being aboard the Air Force One, being aboard the helicopters, what that was all like, what people would, you know, different than probably the way they imagine it. And I'm trying to peek behind the curtain, if you will, a little bit and show them, you know, what I saw.
I wanted to ask you about that in particular. If people know what the White House looks like based on watching a show like West Wing, how does the reality differ from what they have seen on the screen?
Well, the reality is most of the offices in the West Wing are small. There are no windows. You can sometimes hear rats in the ceiling. the hallways are quite narrow. It's, you know, we know the Oval Office is a majestic office and the cabinet room, but the places where the people actually do the work are these small, compact offices. My office was the old White House barbershop. The White House barber, Milton Pitts, retired in the early 90s, and they didn't replace him. And so that became the photography office. The mirrors are still there, too. If you want to come by and get a haircut by the photographer, I wouldn't recommend it, though.
Now, something I'm really curious about is, you know, you're the photographer. You're taking pictures of the people and the events and things like that. What kind of security do you go through not to get in? Because that's a big rigmarole. You're right about that. But, like, do people have to review all of your photos to say, oh, no, wait, we see an edge of a document that people aren't supposed to see?
So I had a top secret SCI clearance, which we've been hearing a lot about with the classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. And the only time that would usually come into play is if we were in the Situation Room, because a lot of the documents that were out on the table would be that top secret SCI. And so if there was a case where anything was visible in terms of paperwork, I would show that to somebody on the national security staff before, you know, we would ever consider making it public.
Talking to Pete Souza, former White House photographer. His new book is The West Wing and Beyond, What I Saw Inside the Presidency. You mentioned that Situation Room. You saw it during the Reagan years in the 80s, and then again in the Obama presidency. You say that was the White House room you worked in that changed by far the most.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, during the Reagan administration, there was one conference room. It was very small. I couldn't even walk around behind the chairs in the Situation Room. There was just no room. And now it's become three conference rooms, a huge space for the director of the Situation Room, and then also these rows where personnel monitor incoming traffic from around the world 24/7. So it's a big complex. And my understanding is it's under Reconstruction again during the Biden administration.
One of my favorite things in the book is you have some pairs of pictures where you have your shot of, you know, inside Air Force One or in this by this particular window, and you compare it with one of your predecessors 40 years ago, 60 years ago, whatever. What was it like going through and comparing and contrasting with their work?
Well, I mean, you know, there's a lot of similarities, but the planes had changed. During the Obama administration, we had the 747. I found some pictures from the Johnson administration, much smaller plane, people still trying to, you know, find a place to take a nap during a long trip. But one of the pictures in the book is of Lady Bird Johnson's press secretary, Liz Carpenter, asleep on this little chair. And on the front of the table are packs of cigarettes and juicy fruit gum, which I found fascinating because that's back in the day when you could smoke on planes.
Now, part of your mission, as you said earlier, was to show all the people, not household names in many cases, that make this whole thing work. Can you share a couple of those, you know, people we don't see on TV? They're not the cabinet members, but who make things function here.
You know, there's every president gets assigned two Oval Office valets, and they attend to his every need. If a guest is coming in, they serve water, Coke, or whatever. And they're also... They have a tiny little kitchen, and they cook the president lunch every day. And they're ever present when the president is in the West Wing. They are always there. There's Dale Haney, who was just actually this week commemorated on his 50th anniversary as a groundskeeper at the White House. And, you know, I knew Dale during the Reagan administration. He's the one who makes sure the Rose Garden looks beautiful, who prepares the South Lawn when there's any kind of a big event. You never really hear about them, although you did this week just because he celebrated his 50th anniversary. So there's two right there I can mention.
Now, in the White House, people knew who you were and you had the access you were supposed to have. When you hit the road in foreign countries, diplomatic events, that wasn't always the case. How hard was it to get where you needed to be to take these pictures sometimes?
Yeah, that was sometimes a challenge. It was amusing to President Obama because he would kind of laugh when foreign security would try to hold me back. But I learned a few tricks along the way, and one of them was if he's walking into a room right at the last minute, I'd walk like right beside him. And if somebody tried to stop me, President Obama would just go, well, he's with me. And that's kind of settled it.
Now, you've been taking pictures in the White House. Most people won't get that opportunity. Do you have some thoughts, though, on how people can capture moments with their cameras or their phones these days that might be off the beaten path, that might be something more memorable than our standard selfies?
Well, I mean, I think the thing I always tell people is you don't always have to just stand up. You can kneel down or you can stand on a curb or something. So change your angle of view, especially with little kids. Don't be standing up if you're taking pictures of little kids. Get down at their eye level. And then really also pay attention to the light. Sometimes changing your angle just a little bit so you're not getting a big shadow on somebody's face can make all the difference in the world between an okay picture and a much better picture.
Pete, thanks so much for joining us today.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
That's Pete Souza, now a Madison-based photographer. During the Obama administration, he was chief official White House photographer. We talked to him about his latest book. It's called The West Wing and Beyond, What I Saw Inside the Presidency.